Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 637, How to Deal with Stress by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello there, a very Merry Christmas to you if you celebrate, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where we do something much different than the typical podcast. Besides airing episodes every weekday, including holidays, obviously, we simply find blogs and get permission from the websites to narrate them for you. In this one, I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, like today, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And today is Christmas Day, which means we are at the last day of holiday trivia. So I've been giving one bit of holiday trivia all month long with the promise of ending it today. So here is your last bit of holiday trivia. The 1980s sitcom, The Wonder Years, starring Ben Savage, was inspired by what Christmas movie? Now, if you haven't watched The Wonder Years, it is available on Netflix. You ready for the answer? The sitcom was based on A Christmas Story. The producers of the sitcom liked the idea of an adult version of the main character narrating the events of his childhood. So they took that idea and applied it to their show, The Wonder Years. And now it seems so commonplace to do that. So many sitcoms use that approach, like How I Met Your Mother and Young Sheldon, you get the idea. Now, today's post is sort of related to the holidays. It's because we're often more stressed this time of year. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Deal with Stress by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Feeling a little stressed lately? Are you also struggling to lose weight? If you're doing everything right, working out, eating clean, consuming the correct amount of calories, and you still can't seem to make any progress, well, what gives? Well, have you considered taking steps to reduce your level of stress? Stress can affect your body greatly. It can affect your energy level, weight, being prone to illness, your emotional state, and how you feel overall. The good news is you can take steps to reduce your stress level and get your weight and your life back on track. My story of stress. Are you one of those people juggling a lot of things in life? Maybe you have a job and a business on the side, a family and a house to take care of, and you're also finding time to exercise and cook healthy meals. On top of that, you're chasing down big goals and you have a to-do list that's half a mile long. I know I talk a lot about crushing your to-do list and going after goals, but sometimes we have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to make sure we're headed in the right direction. At one point in my life, when I was undergoing a considerable amount of stress while filming a new series of workout videos on top of running my business, I experienced something similar to what you might be going through. I was working out more than I ever had in my life, 2, sometimes 3 times per day, and eating less than usual. I was also doing too much mentally and getting by with very little sleep. Regardless of how much I exercised or how clean my diet was, I was at my heaviest. I finally had to step back and take the advice I'd been giving to other people struggling to lose weight. I needed to reduce my stress level and do less. You see, I was one of those people who equated busyness and stress with success. I thought I couldn't keep up with what I'd achieved or continue to be successful if I wasn't always busy. In fact, I came to resent anyone who wasn't as busy and as stressed out as I was. I thought relaxing meant you were lazy, and I had this crazy urge to make a to-do list for anyone who wasn't running around like a chicken with its head cut off. So why are you stressed out? Does the scenario I just mentioned sound familiar? Oftentimes, our stress level is dependent upon our preconceived ideas about what success looks like and what we think we should be doing with our lives. But the truth is, you can have all the money, the cars, and the toys, but if you're constantly on edge and your personal life is a mess, these things don't necessarily make you successful. Over the past few years, I've realized that stress doesn't equal success. In fact, once I sat down and defined what success truly means to me, I realized it's the exact opposite. Since then, I've made small changes that resulted in a big shift, and I got in the best shape of my life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Overcoming stress. So how did I get here? I started working from the inside out, and everything else followed suit. If you have a lot of stress in your life and you're struggling to lose weight, or you simply just have a lot of stress in your life, consider doing the following. 1. Create your own definition of success. What does success look like to you? Don't worry about money, job titles, or what your friends and family think success is. Create your own definition and figure out what you need to do more of or less of in order to get there. 2. Reevaluate your goals. Now that you've defined success on your terms, do your goals match up? Consider setting new goals that will help you reach this new stress-free destination. 3. Delegate and do less. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. It's time to start taking some things off your plate. Brainstorm a list of everything you do at work, in your business, at home, etc. Then figure out what you can delegate to others so you can focus on your most important tasks. 4. Change up your workouts. Overexercising doesn't do your body any good, and it won't help you lose weight. Instead, consider changing it up. When I was overexercising and struggling with my weight, I combated it by making my workouts shorter and more intense with HIIT or high-intensity interval training workouts. 5. Include flexibility training. Not only does flexibility training help keep your body from getting injured, but it also helps your body recover and reduces stress. Take time to stretch and breathe. 6. Take a close look at your diet. How many calories are you really eating? Take a closer look. Then, if you're sure your diet is on point, you might actually consider eating a little bit more. When you eat too little, your metabolism may slow down, and you can end up holding onto fat instead of losing it. And lastly, 7, rest. When you're tired and stressed out, your body attempts to protect you by creating additional layers of fat. More and more studies are showing that increased stress and lack of sleep greatly affects your weight. In fact, those that get inadequate amounts of sleep are 50% more likely to be obese. So start finding ways to relax and get more sleep. So when it comes down to it, weight loss has everything to do with your overall lifestyle. There are no shortcuts. You have to take care of yourself. Do the work from the inside out and start making small changes and shifts today that will lead you to the life you want to live and your own definition of success. You just listened to the post titled How to Deal with Stress by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. Just yesterday, I mentioned something about Dr. Sean Acor and his studies on happiness. He's a happiness researcher at Harvard. And he too talks about success in much of the same way that Chalene does. He says, you need to decide what success means to you. Because for many, it's getting that job or that title. But then once you get that job or title, you then find something else that's going to define success for you. Something else to force you to push yourself, to get stressed out about something else. And he says, we need to stop that. He says, in order to be happy, you have to be grateful for what you do have, as opposed to looking further and further ahead at what you want. And so I love Shalene's steps 1 and 2. Create your own definition of success. Dr. Acor would agree. And 2, reevaluating your success goals. And yes, when it comes to rest, well, let me stop and say this. What's the difference between rest and sleep? Yes, your body needs rest, but more importantly, it needs sleep. So maybe your goal will be to, on most nights, not necessarily every night, get at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep. If you get less than that, don't stress about it. Just do the best you can. All right, thanks for being here. As always, thank you for listening every day. I wish you a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday full of love and cheer, and I'll see you here tomorrow for Boxing Day, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.